Hello, this is Scott Corbin, and I am pleased to be your pastor for the day. Today I'd like to share with you a verse that I've been thinking a lot about recently. This verse is also really relevant as we come out of the Thanksgiving holiday and into the Christmas season. We live in a world that goes crazy over stuff. You always must have the next thing. You must always experience the next thing, have the next relationship. We're always trying to fix ourselves. We're always saying we don't have enough. But the word of the Lord reminds us, particularly for those of us who are Christians, those of us who have put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that our hungering and thirsting is not supposed to be after this world. Our love is not supposed to be after the things of this world, because we know they're passing away. We know they're not eternal. We know that those things do not honor our God. We know that those things do not point to the glory of Christ, our blessed Redeemer and Savior. This is a verse, like I said, that I've been thinking a lot about, and it causes me to be very sober. This is Psalm 37, verse 4. And there isn't time here for a lot of context, but Psalm 37, verse 4, and you've probably heard it. It says this: delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Like I said, I've been thinking a lot about that. What does it mean to delight in the Lord? What do you think of when you think of delighting in the Lord? And here's a quick, easy, one-line definition that I like. To delight in something is to prioritize and enjoy one thing or person above all others. Let me say that again. To delight is to prioritize and to enjoy one thing or a person above all others. So to delight yourself in the Lord is to prioritize and enjoy God above all other things and people. Are you doing that? Is that your heart toward God? Is it mine? I've been asking myself that a lot lately. Am I delighting in God, or am I letting myself delight in the things of this world, delighting in the idea of circumstances as I want them to play out, delighting in expectations I have for the holiday season, delighting maybe even at times in sin or sinful responses to things and people and life? But the command, the call, the exhortation is to delight myself, and you delight yourself in God. And the promise is given, and He will give you the desires of your heart. The thing is, we have to be careful to understand, if I'm delighting in God, what is the desire of my heart? If I'm delighting in God, the desire of my heart is not a new car. It's not a new house. It's not a new job. It's not a new relationship, or whatever else it is that at the moment is causing me trouble in life. No, if I'm delighting in the Lord, then what I desire is closer walk with the Lord. What I desire is for His will to be uppermost, to be prioritized in my life. If I'm delighting in God, then He will give me those desires. He will walk me along the path that brings me closer to Him. And that is the ultimate reward. That is the ultimate thing to desire. That is the ultimate thing to be given, is I get to have a relationship, a growing relationship. You, through Jesus Christ, get to have a growing relationship with God Himself if you will trust in Him and delight yourself wholly, completely, utterly in Him. I hope this was helpful to you today. Again, my name is Scott Corbin, and it is my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.